So this will be a different kind of podcast, a different episode here. I'm going to try and start some of the shorter podcasts where I just answer a frequently asked question. So the first question I tend to get is, do I add a chat or not? I would say it depends. Of course it depends. If you're going to use a chat bot, make sure that somebody's there answering the chat. I have personally made this mistake myself where I've put chat on my website and I will get one or two messages a day. Earlier in my original website company or digital marketing company, Global Specs, the chat was purely and solely other vendors looking to sell me their work and their services. When I added it to the moving side, the moving marketing results, I found that it was legitimate. They were real people looking for help with their marketing for their moving company. But my problem is I don't have enough staff to sit and look out for these chats and answer them. Now, yes, I could probably build out an AI for that, but where I'm just not there yet. So my mistake was turning that on, but I'm not there. I'm not there to answer the question. So it does not bode well for a good experience right off the bat. So I would say the same thing for you. If to use a chat, make sure that somebody's there is answering the question pretty quickly. You can certainly have off hours. So if you're closed, you can have a message that says, leave your name and it kind of like a voice message, leave your name and an email and I'll get back to you. But I still think it doesn't quite give the same experience. So if you are going to have a chat, make sure that there is somebody there to answer it, that you have a script ready. So when someone asks, how much does it cost to move my apartment? You have the, just like you would in a phone call, have the script ready to ask the right questions because they are there. They're looking for that particular type of information. When are your hours? Do you work weekends? Are you available on Friday? Those things need to be ready. So you can't just be an office admin. It needs to be somebody, most likely the salesperson, that can answer these questions. So the answer is, if you have staff, have a chat. If you don't have enough staff, then I would direct them to a phone call. Turn the chat off until you are ready. Yeah, there are services out there, you can, just like answering services, you might consider. There are tools like AI chatbot tools that are getting very, very sophisticated, but that takes a lot of training and it could cost you $300 to $500 a month for that type of service. Again, training up front is very time consuming. You would have to have a lot of your frequently asked questions prepared up front. Now, give it a year or 2 years, the cost might lower, and that might be another option. But just know that to have a chatbot, it does take some time. It's a little bit pricey, depending on where you're at with your marketing and your operations and revenue. But it's out there. It is coming down the pipeline. But to chat or not to chat, that all depends on the size of your company, the experience of your sales staff, and if you can quickly answer chat messages. So again, hopefully this is a quick frequently asked questions. Hopefully it's helpful and good luck to you and keep moving up. Until next time, be sure to check out our website, movingmarketingresults.com, for all kinds of resources, articles, other podcast episodes, check out our YouTube channel, and be sure to reach out if you have any questions, but you'll probably want to make that call instead of using my now defunct chat tool. Have a great day.